New Bethel Church of God in Christ presents 90-Minute Impact in Word and Worship, beginning Saturday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. for people who desire to be impacted and impactful for the kingdom. Then come back for Sunday morning worship at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. For details, call 704-391-0365 or online at newbethelchurch.com. Also, you can hear Pastor Murphy on PrayCharlotte.com's podcast page on your computer, tablet, or smartphone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. At the end of the sermon, information will be given of our church's location, phone number, web address, and an opportunity to get this sermon in its entirety. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the word of God declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Now let's go to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy. Be blessed.
Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled, and it came to pass as she made haste to flee. This is 2 Samuel 4, verse 4. That he fell and became lame, and his name was Mephibosheth. So he was lame, and what happened, and what this essentially denotes is the fact that he was crippled by the fall. Amen. After the fall, he couldn't walk, and not only was he lame in one foot, but the Bible is clear in saying he was lame in both feet, which clearly indicates that he had no real foundation on his own. He couldn't get out of a situation he was in by himself.
All right, Pastor.
He was clear, perhaps, focus of what some might perceive to be a commercial for the inability to be mobile or ambient. He was immobile. He was crippled, but he was crippled because of a fall.
Yes.
Now, we can talk about the person that had the assignment to carry him, but didn't have the strength to do it.
Come on.
And we have to be careful who we are entrusting ourselves to. Ask your neighbor, do you think who you're trusting in right now has the power,
the strength
to hold you? Some things we're putting our confidence in, I promise you, you're on your way to a fall. Amen. This person was hired, had been submitted. Mephibosheth entrusted himself to this individual, and she dropped him. Amen. And you got to know that a lot of things that you're holding on to right now, and you're establishing, and you perceive it to be, listen, your foundation, your strength. Tell your neighbor, be careful, be careful. Tell him, I don't believe it has the capacity to hold you up. Psalm 11, verse 3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Foundations were represented by his feet. He couldn't stand by himself. He couldn't hold himself up with his own strength. He couldn't, listen, move from one place to another by himself. There was no way for him to navigate nor matriculate, listen, in life with his own strength. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I found out.
I need God.
Look at somebody, tell him, don't fool me now. Don't fool me. Listen, tell him, do you really believe? Do you really believe you need him? Isaiah 28, verse 16 said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation. Listen, a stone. And he said, a tried stone. A precious cornerstone. He said, take heed. Now, this is a sure foundation. And he that believeth, he says, shall not make haste. Let me share the Message Bible with you. He said, but the master, who is God, has something to say about this. He said, watch closely. Now, I'm laying a foundation in Zion. He said, it's a solid granite foundation. It's squared and it's true. Tell your neighbor, he's real, he's real, he's real. If you trust in this foundation, You don't have to worry about, listen, this foundation giving in, nor would this foundation ever give up. Bible says, and this is the meaning of the stone, huh? It's a trusting life. Listen, and the Bible says it won't topple. Anybody here ever tried this foundation?
Yes.
And you know that this foundation has never dropped you. Anybody here ever tried this foundation? And you've got a testimony in this room tonight. Listen, when I thought I was sinking, somebody said I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. Touch the neighbor and tell him, but the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Tell your neighbor, I'm safe now, I'm safe. I dare you, touch somebody and tell them I was sinking, but tell them I'm safe right now. That's why we can shout like mother shouted, because we're safe. That's why we can praise God like mother was praising God, because we are safe. Huh? That's why we can have a testimony like Missionary Wilson has. It don't matter what pain comes in our lives. Tell your neighbor, he's a sure foundation. Anybody ever been sick and you tried the God of the Bible and you know that he held you up like no one else could? Tell your neighbor, there's no God like our God. Listen, he said in the text, he says, I'll make justice a measuring stick. And then he said that I'll make righteousness a plumb line for the building. Glory to God. There's nobody that can do us like God can do us. A hailstone, he says, will knock down, listen, the devil's ploys. It says, and a flash flood will wash out the rubble. But nothing will come against the hand of the word of God. Mephibosheth started out with a very distinct disadvantage. He, listen, his well-meaning nurse panicked, and the Bible says, in haste to get him away from danger, she became his imminent danger. Uh-huh. Amen. Listen, you got to be careful grabbing hold of, listen, get rich quick and get out of, listen, jail quick scheme, because, listen, in a haste, you better understand that you are likely to fall into a deeper situation than what you were in to begin with. You don't hear me what I'm saying. Sometimes we'll turn away from who is our real peace, looking for false peace. I talk to folk very easily. Listen about the life that God has given us. I was teaching a message dealing with life in the Word. Listen, God has given us life. The Bible declares that he is the way, the truth, and the life. But listen, there's another life that the devil presents to us. And whenever we, listen, opt for that life, we perceive it to be life. But the Bible said there are ways which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Tell your neighbor, be careful, what you consider to be life. It might prove to be a trick from the enemy. Can somebody give God glory because you've tried him? Listen, in much the same way, listen, the human race is crippled because of the fall of Adam. We are also, listen, at a distinct disadvantage. You got to hear this. Because of our, what we call, propensity or proclivity to sin. Tell your neighbor, it's just in you. It's just in you. Now I know, listen, the deal is, you know that sin is not far, no matter how saved you are. You better understand one thing. The Bible declared it, it says, when things go not well, he said, sin crouches at the door. Listen, but you got to know that, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Anybody thank God for the... Listen, morally speaking, you can't live up to the standards that God has set, listen, in your flesh. Amen. You can't do it. And I know that, listen, what is pervasive in the earth today is a doctrine of grace that says, listen, there's no, there's no pressure on you to do anything necessarily that the word of God has said. Just accept him as Savior. Amen. See how quiet it got in this room.
Come on, Pastor.
Glory to God. Listen, but the Lord said that there is a standard that he has set. He really wants us to live right. He wants us to love him with such a, listen, an unwavering conviction and commitment that our behavior demonstrates that we really love the God that brought us out. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I'm not just playing it here tonight. Tell him, I love God. I love God. Listen. Physically speaking, morally, you can't do it by yourself. But I heard the word of God declare through Christ, he says, all things are possible. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Listen, that's why we believe what the word declares. Physically speaking, listen, we all face, as Missionary Wilson said, pain and sickness, and we all physically face death. Huh? It's something that's imminent for every person in this room. Tell your neighbor, you won't get out of here alive. You won't get out of here alive. Now, I know that some of us, if the rapture comes, listen, we're on our way, listen, to be with the Lord. But if the Lord delays his coming, you ain't leaving here alive. Yes, amen? Oh, praise God. But listen, but we're not fearful of death. Let me move on. We believe that, listen what Paul said. He says, listen, to live is Christ. But did not Paul say, but to die is gain. When they try, listen, whenever you've had an experience with God, nothing that you face on earth will be, listen, sufficient to cause you to ever doubt the God of glory. I just believe when you've had one experience with him, there's something that just won't ever cause you, listen, to turn your back on the God of glory. Tell your neighbor, some have been graced to know him. Tell him, but I've been graced to experience him. That means I've walked with God. That means I've been in a low place, but God brought me out. I've been sick in my body, and God healed me. I've been in lack, but God is my provider. Tell your neighbor, some know of him, but tell him, I thank God that I know him. Anybody here know him tonight? Listen, I know him to be a deliverer. I know him to be a healer. I know him to be a way maker. I know him to be a peace giver. Tell somebody, I know the man. I know the man. That's why it don't take much to give him glory. It don't take much to give him praise. Tell your neighbor, I came with a glad glass. All I need, my God, is just a memory to reflect on how good the Lord has been in my life. I'll praise him right now. I'll glorify God right now. I'll give him honor right now. Tell your neighbor, I owe him the praise. Take your seat for a second. Listen, just three more minutes. I've got to get out of here. Listen, I said we have the same problem that Mephibosheth has. He was crippled in both feet. And when, listen, we're crippled when it comes to pleasing God on the basis of our own deeds. It just won't work, huh? Listen, we were crippled by the fall. But the good news, listen, is that like Mephibosheth, huh? While we were crippled by the fall, tell your neighbor, that's bad news. That's bad news. But tell him, I got the good news as well. The good news is the king is looking for you. You don't hear me what I'm saying. The king is looking for you. Ask your neighbor, are you broke tonight? Tell him the king is looking for you. Tell him, are you sick tonight? Tell him the king is looking for you. Are you down tonight? Tell your neighbor the king is looking for you. Are you outcast tonight? Tell your neighbor the king is looking for you. Tell three people and tell him he's after you. He's after you. Oh, praise the name. Glory to God. Listen. Glory to God. That's what the king said. Listen, we've got to go. Stand on your feet, saints. I don't have time to go any further. My God. Listen. The king is looking for you. The Bible said. He said in 2 Samuel, listen, verse 1, David said, there are not yet any left in the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Tell your neighbor, I came out for Christ's sake. That meant I didn't come out because I was good. That meant I came out because he's good. Listen, he said, for Jonathan's sake, I'm looking for you. Tell your neighbor, did you hear the word? Tell him, for Christ's sake, God is looking for you. Ask your neighbor, what do you need tonight? Tell him, God is looking to pour it into your life. Is there a praiser in this place? Is there a celebrator in this house? Oh, give God.
The New Bethel Church of God in Christ presents 90-Minute Impact in Word and Worship. This high-energy, high-impact service is designed for people who desire to be impacted and to be impactful for the kingdom. Saturday, 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. 90 minutes is all we need. Then come back for Sunday morning worship, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. For details, call 704-391-0365 or visit newbethelchurch.com.
God bless you, saints of God. This is Pastor Tommy Murphy. I look forward to seeing you there.
Listen, I'm closing. But listen, this is the thing that's so powerful about what happened with Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth didn't even have perhaps a thought about the king. The text doesn't reveal that he was wondering, nor he was worried. But he was just minding his own business, making it through life with his meager affair. But the king, he maybe, listen, wasn't necessarily looking for the king. But the king was looking for him. Listen, you might have become complacent in your situation. You may not even believe that God will bring you out. You ain't even trying to get your deliverance. But your deliverance is looking for you. Tell your neighbor, the king is looking for you tonight. He wants to bring joy. He wants to bring deliverance. He wants to bring peace. He wants to bring a breakthrough. Touch your neighbor and tell him the king is coming. The king is hallelujah. Shake your name and tell him it's time to become attentive because the king is looking. Tell him, I don't care what the world told you. Tell him the king is looking for you right now. Tell your neighbor, I don't care what lie the devil told you. Tell him the king is looking for you right now. Hallelujah. Somebody said you were going to die in your mess, but tell your neighbor, I heard the king is looking for me. Glory to God. Listen. Listen, we've got the transition. My God. We've got the transition. And it's interesting how the Lord, what the Lord says about Mephibosheth. The Bible said he was born in the house of Machir. He was born in the house of Machir, is what the text said. Machir means is a place of selling. That meant that, listen, in the house where he was born, in the world that he was born into, that's the more global perspective of his environment, his surroundings. He was born in a place that was selling out. My God, he was born in a place that was bowing down to things that didn't look like the God that was after him. You don't hear what I'm saying. He was born in a place that was releasing what they should have been retrieving. He was born in a place that was letting go of stuff they should have been holding on to. Ask your neighbor, what have you been giving up on lately? Tell your neighbor, it's time for you to go after your dream, because God said, this is a season of restoration. It's a season of reconciliation. Tell your neighbor, I sense in my spirit, the king is after me. Can somebody celebrate God in this? My God. Listen. This is how good God is, as we
Listen, move to the altar call. This is how good the Lord is. See, the Bible said that he was born into an environment that was selling out. But it said, but he was a son of Amiel. Amiel means that he is the person or the people or the child of God. He was born to a child of God in an environment that was selling out to God. Oh, praise God. See, it don't matter where you were born. Tell your neighbor, there is something in me that just won't give up. It don't matter the environment you were born into. Tell him, it's not, listen, what was outside of you. But tell your neighbor, my DNA won't let me quit. Said he was the son of someone that had something in his spirit that would not give in and would not give up. Come on, tell your neighbor, I'm not giving up. I don't care how bad it looks. I've heard that the Lord, listen, it is our season of restoration and reconciliation. Listen, and if you believe it, I just believe that from this point forward, we should act like it. Didn't God, listen, through David, find the individual that was crippled? Did he not invite him to the palace? Did he not, listen, sit him down at the table? Oh, praise God. I tell you, that's some powerful grace shown in that text. Thing I like about what he did when he set him at the table. Listen, he didn't distinguish him from anyone else that was there at the table. Tell your neighbor, I'm not stopping where I am. I'm on my way to the table. Somebody said, come over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to quit starving out here in the world. I'm on my way to what God has in store for my life. Listen, our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. We've got the transition. Listen, for those of us in this room that know that, listen, wherever we are, whatever we desired, we believe that God is looking for us. And we're not standing in the midst of our struggle. We're not staying right here. But this is the season of restoration and reconciliation. This is the season where God is doing the miraculous in our life. This is a season where God said, whatever you lost, God said, I'll restore it in your life. Whatever things, listen, you desire, whatever dream God said, whatever vision God said, I've deposited in your spirit. God said it will not die, because there's nothing God said will I withhold from them that walk upright. If you believe God, if you know, listen, that Christ is all. There may be some people in this room tonight that listen that may not be saved. I want you to know that Christ saves. He loves you with an everlasting love. And he said, whosoever will, he said, let him come. He said, whosoever will come unto me, he said, I will in no wise cast them out. As our heads are bowed all over this room, listen, I don't know and don't care what kind of path you followed in all of 2014, but I know there are some people in this room tonight that declare, I'm not letting this year end.
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. New Bethel Church of God in Christ, under the leadership of Pastor Tommy A. Murphy and First Lady Doris Murphy, is inviting you out to worship with their congregation at 1520 Little Rock Road, Charlotte, this Sunday for three dynamic services, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. If you want to know more about New Bethel Church of God in Christ, go to our website, www.newbethelchurch.com. Also, if you were inspired by the sermon and wanting to obtain the message in its entirety, call us at 704-391-0365 and let your family, friends, and co-workers know about this podcast by simply logging on to www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone and listen to the Sermon of the Week. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the Word of God declares, wisdom is the
the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom in all in your getting, get understanding.
God bless you, saints of God. This is Pastor Tommy Murphy. I look forward to seeing you there.
The New Bethel Church of God in Christ presents 90-Minute Impact in Word and Worship. This high-energy, high-impact service is designed for people who desire to be impacted and to be impactful for the kingdom. Saturday, 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. 90 minutes is all we need. Then come back for Sunday morning worship, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. For details, call 704-391-0365 or visit newbethelchurch.com.
God bless you, saints of God. This is Pastor Tommy Murphy. I look forward to seeing you there.